This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Our cultural fascination with vampire and werewolf stories is surging right now in books and movies. While vampire characters are explored in depth, Colorado-based author Carrie Vaughn says werewolves have never really gotten their day in the spotlight. That's the goal of Vaughn's Kitty Norville series, which is one part Bridget Jones' Diary, another part The Howling.
My series is about a werewolf named Kitty who hosts a talk radio advice show for the supernaturally disadvantaged.
KUNC's Grace Hood sat down with Vaughn to talk about this wildly popular series, the 10th and latest installment Vaughn released this summer, and how she's having fun along the way.
New York Times bestselling author Carrie Vaughn gets asked this question a lot.
Why werewolves haven't ever been as popular as vampires or zombies or some of these other things. And part of the problem is werewolves seem to have been stuck in this one kind of story, the kind of Jekyll and Hyde, you know, the person battles with the beast within, and then the beast breaks free and horrible things happen and everybody dies at the end. I wanted to kind of see if I could tell a different kind of werewolf story. And to do that, I kind of had to start with the assumption, you know, what if it isn't a battle between like the civilized and monstrous sides of a person? What if someone is a werewolf and they've learned how to deal with it and they're functioning in society just fine? And we can move on and start telling other stories. And that's where I wanted to kind of start from, was write a book about a werewolf that wasn't actually about being a werewolf.
So tell me where the idea came from.
Well, I noticed that there were quite a few stories out there with vampires and werewolves and other supernatural creatures in the so-called real world. And I realized that Dr. Laura or Dr. Phil or those guys would not be able to help them with their personal issues, that they would need their own talk radio advice show. And I thought at first it was a very silly idea, but it turns out it was the launching pad for just an infinite number of stories, and I've been going ever since.
You've taken Kitty around to a lot of different locations. Your latest book, Kitty Steals the Show, is actually based in London.
And when you think about it, it's the setting that creates the character. You end up having to think about, where did the character grow up? What does she call home? What are her safe places? What are her dangerous places? And that ends up steering the story. And setting a story in a place like London means I could tie it into history. There were so many stories I could draw on and refer to and show how they impact, you know, my main character. So it ended up being a lot of fun.
I think it's also fascinating the political tie-ins. One of your books was Kitty Goes to War, where she goes to Washington.
Well, once again, it was, coming back to the idea, if there really were vampires and werewolves in the real world, the Senate would hold hearings. It's just one of those things that would happen if somebody announced that vampires exist. Within a month, you'd get a Senate hearing about that. And I decided that was just such a great idea, I couldn't let it go. So I had to write a book about the Senate hearings that Kitty gets subpoenaed to testify before. So then I got to write my own little political thriller kind of around that one. And that ends up happening as I get an idea, and then kind of each book follows its own pattern. Kitty Goes to War dealt with returning veterans from the Afghanistan war, who happen to be werewolves as well.
Which is a pretty heavy topic.
Yeah, which is part of why I wanted to write about it. You know, I'm a military brat. My dad was in the Air Force and a Vietnam vet. So that's a topic that really hits close to home. Those experiences are something, you know, for some people, they don't experience it, but for some people, it's a huge part of their lives. And you know, back to the real world, that is always kind of my anchor for these stories is, you know, if we had werewolves, you know, the military would find a way to use them. And then what do we do when those veterans come home? And you know, at that point, the story possibilities are just endless. So
where's Kitty going next?
Kitty's actually coming home. You know, one of the requests I get a lot is to see more of Kitty's pack and her interacting with her pack at home, because she has a whole werewolf pack in Denver. And so that's what the next book is going to be about. It's called Kitty Rocks the House. It will be out next summer.
And we can expect to see a lot of the Denver locations a lot of listeners are familiar with.
Oh, yes. In fact, a big part of the action takes place on the Auroria campus.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Carrie Vaughn is a Colorado-based author of the Kitty Norville series and released her latest installment, Kitty Steals the Show, in July. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.
Menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.